Shir, as well as all of said, Kachim is Leila Nishmas, we were Yaakov Tzvi Kufietzki. Today's Shir is Masech the Erech and Daf Hey. We will begin on Daf Dalet Amid Beis, the end of the fourth line. Actually, we learned in our previous Shir, the Gemara quoted a lengthy Braisa and then started analyzing line by line, and we're coming towards the end of the Braisa. The Braisa explained the Pasuk, V'hoya Erkecha, to teach us, says the Gemara, L'rabbis tumtum v'androgynous l'domim. That even though, as we learned, tumtum androgynous are not the subject of an Erech, can be the subject of the Dorim. Ask the Gemara, Domim, to teach us that they could be the subject of a Domim pledge, Lamali Kra. Why do we need a pasuk to teach us that? Lo yehei el demei dikla. Why shouldn't they be worse than anything that you could obligate yourself to give its value? For says the Gemara, ilo amad demei dikla, were I to say that I'm going to give the value of a tree, mila yof. And as the Sfas Emes says, if there's a chiddush to be taught in Domim, the chiddush would be not that you could give the Domim of a tumtum and androgynous, that you could give the domim of a tree. But there is no chiddush in it. So I don't need a pasuk to teach us that. Amar Rava, so responds Rava, lama shnidim b'chvoidai. There is a chiddush here. That if I pledge to give the value of Eivor shanashamat luyaba of a tumtum and androgynous, not the erech, because as I said at the beginning of the shiur, there is no erech on a tumtum and androgynous. But if I pledge to give the domim of a avish and a shama tluya bav a tumtum and androgynous, I have to give the entire value of that individual. And the Gemara says, why do I need a pasuk to teach us that then? Kusakadat chamina, neda be'erkech haksiv. We find that the Torah connects neda to erechin. So we would think, kol sheyeshna be'erechin nidim b'chvoidai, the stin of avish and a shama tluya bav, which another way of saying it, just to following today's shir is nidim b'chvoidai. Only by a person or an object that has a din of erchin is there this concept of nidim b'chvoidai. However, kol she'ena erchin, but anybody who isn't subject to hilchis erchin is also not subject to ena nidim b'chvoidai. That's what the pasuk teaches us, that nidim b'chvoidai and erchin don't travel together. Why would I think that they travel together? Answer the Rishonim. Because yesterday, Shi, we learned there's a pasuk in Hilchis Erechin, Nefashis, that teaches us the din of Nidim B'chvaydai. So we would think it's limited to Erechin or Erechin-related subjects. Kamash Mwan, Nidim B'chvaydai is not limited to Erechin. Amle Abaya asks Abaya, is that indeed true? Are you right, Rava? The loy isab Erechin, Nidim B'chvaydai? Is that correct that a person who has no parasha erech and tumtum and droignus, for example, still has the din of avish and hashamat luyba? For Tanya, it says in a braisa, if somebody said, Rosh Eved Zehegdish, if I say the head of my Eved is Hegdish, so the halach is Huva Hegdish Shutvim Bai. I and Hegdish become partners. If I say to you, Rosh Eved Machloch, I'm selling you the head of my Eved, Mishamnim B'neim. And Rashi makes an observation. The halacha is the same in both of these cases. Whether I was magdish the head of my eved, or I sold the head of my eved. But why does the braisa use different terminology? Here the braisa uses the word shutfim, and here the braisa uses the word mishamnim. And Farshim grapple with this question. Some say it's just to show that there's a difference between hegdish and not hegdish. Others say along the same line, that since the halacha is that by hegdish there's a concern for mila, by non-hegdish there is no issue of mila, so that's why the Gemara uses different wording. Another pshat that I saw, it's a concept that we're going to discuss later in our Masechta, that we know throughout Shas, yad hegdish el yoinai. When a person is magdish, he's magdish generously. But that when you necessarily do business, then you get tough. So that's why different wording is used between hegdish and not hegdish. And another teretz that I saw is a beautiful teretz. It's a concept that we discussed the other day. If I and hegdish are partners in Eved. So we learned the other day, let's say two people are partners in Eved. What happens? He works for me one day, he works for you one day. What happens if Hegdish and I are partners in Eved? What do we do? Can't have a situation that he works for both of us. Because every drop of this Eved is a combination of Hegdish and Chulin. So if there's a day that he's going to work for me, I'm actually working with Hegdish. So there's only one option. We're partners, and we have to dissolve the partnership. But if you and I are partners in Eved, we can keep it going forever. So that's why the Gemara uses a different wording by Hegdish and by Chulin. Continues the Braisa. Rosh Chamorza Hegdish. If I say the head of the Chamorza Hegdish, who the Hegdish should from Bar? Rosh Chamor Machloch, Visham B'Naim, the same distinction. And the last case the Braisa speaks to is with Rosh Parah Machloch. If I sell you the head of a Parah, Lamacha El Rosh Shal Parah. V'loyoy, and as the Mepharshim say, very much in line what I said a moment ago. If in the case where I sold you the para, I'm only the head of the para, only the head is sold, then afilu roish para hegdish, which I just said hegdish has more claim than another person, still says the Braisa, even though we treat hegdish better than we treat chulin, still ain't a hegdish el roisha. Vom Rapapa, and Rapapa explains this last halacha, the ha mizdabin reish the turma bei badmacha, because there's a market for head of an animal. Ask the Gemara. Vapar v'chamor, ask the Gemara. Chamor and para, less than b'erchen, are not subject to hilchas erchen. And here we see that we're not saying that if I was magdish, Avish and a Shamat Luyba, the whole animal, or the whole animal becomes Hagdish. So again, to understand the Gemara's question. Rava began today's shir with a Chiddush. That even though there's this object that is not subject ever to Hilchas Erechin, a Chamor is the best example, a Parah is a great example, still, there's a din of Nidim Mechvoidai. And if it was Magdish and Avrish and Hashemet Luyba, the entire animal becomes Kaddish. So why, as Abaye to Rava, does this Braisa say that if it was Magdish to Rosh Chamor or is Magdish to Rosh Parah, what does the Hegdish get? Just the head. Why? Why don't we apply the concept of Nidim Mechvoidai and I should have to give the entire value to Hegdish? Ula Tameich. Says the Gemara, you know, if you think about it, there's another question. Tikshlach Eved. By Eved, even if I don't have Rava's Chiddush, certainly Eved is subject to Hilchas Erechin, the first Mishnah of Amasechta, Isab Erechin. And what is the halacha there? Certainly the din of Nidan Bechvoidai ought to apply. But what did the Braisa say? That if I'm Magdish the Rosh Hashal Eved, we're partners with Hegdish. Not that all of it becomes Hegdish. But if it's Avish and Hashemet Luyba, shouldn't it all become Hegdish? But yet the Braisa says, so this Braisa is so difficult with everything that we've been learning. Says the Gemara Aloy Kasha. How do we answer? The Gemara is saying in Chiddush. When is there a din of Nidim Bechvoidai? When is there a din of Avish and Hashemet Luyba? Strictly by Kachi Bedek Abayis. But if it's kotche mizbeach, then there's no din of nidim b'chvoidai. And whenever I learned this Gemara, I had a difficult time understanding the Gemara. Whenever you learn in Shas the distinction between kedushas mizbeach and kedushas bedek abayis, the Gemara always says that kedushas mizbeach is the higher level kedusha. Yet, what is our Gemara saying? That by kedushas bedek abayis, there's a din of nidim b'chvoidai. And by Kedushas Mizbeach, which is the higher level, no need the Mechvoidai. How do we understand it? So I, Baruch Hashem, found that Rav Chaim Oizer asked this question, the Shal Satchuvus Achiezer, and he says, if we understood Nidin Mechvoidai as a logical rule, then the question would be a great question. Nidin Mechvoidai is Xeris HaKosef, as we've been learning. It's based on Psukim. So where the Torah said it, the Torah said it. And where the Torah didn't say it, the Torah didn't say it. Where did the Torah say it? Strictly by Kedushas, by the Kabayis, not by Kedushas Mizbeach. Ask the Gemara. But Mayu Kimta. So how have you explained this Braisa that's talking about Kedushas Mizbeach? And since this Braisa is talking about Kedushas Mizbeach, there is no din of Nidim B'chvoidai. Ask the Gemara. So let's continue learning the Braisa. Eim Sefer, what did the Sefer say? Ella, El V'loyoid, Ella Fila Armer Roish Parazu Hegdish, Ein La Hegdish Ella Roisha. Ask the Gemara, and again, the Mefarshim are very specific in saying that there are two different concepts that even though to us they sound identical, are really not. There's one concept that we've been learning already for two shiurim of Nidim B'chvoidai, or Evesh HaNeshama Tlui Ba. There's another din, a Pashta Hegdish Bekula, that under certain circumstances, which the Gemara will now discuss, if part of the animal has Kedusha, it spreads to the entire animal. So ask the Gemara, a Parah is an animal that can become Hegdish. You can bring a Parah on the Mizbeach. So why, if I was Magdish, just the head of the Parah, don't we apply the concept of Pashta Kedusha Bekula? Again, the Braisa said, Rosh Parazu Hegdish. It was as Magdish, the head of the Parah. Ein la Hegdish ela Roisha. The only the Rosh becomes Hegdish. One, we apply the concept of Gemara of Kedusha, Kedusha Bekula. Miloy Tanya, have we not learned in a Braisa? Ha'oimer Raglish Azu Oila. If somebody just designates the regal of an animal as a carbon oila, Yochote Kula Oila. So I would think that the entire animal becomes a carbon oila. Tamaloimer, Kolash Yitim Menu Lashem, Yir Kaidish. That we could have a circumstance, Mimenu Kaidish, that just part of the animal is Kaidish, V'loy Kula Kaidish. So according to Rameya, as we'll see in a moment, this is Rameya's opinion, we have a very interesting phenomenon. I have an animal, and all I was Magdish in the animal was just its leg. So only the leg is Kaidish. So Yachal, continues the Braisa, Taitzi L'chulim, I should just redeem the value of the leg, and I'm fine. Says the Braisa, no. Tamaloyma, you can't just sell it. So what do I do now? I have this animal with a kodesh digareg. What do? Hakeitzat, timacher letzorche oilus. You have to bring a carbon oila. I have an animal with a leg that's kodesh. V'demer chulin. So I sell it to you minus the value of the leg. Chutz medvei ois evishba divremeyim. So the Gemara Masechta Tumura asks an obvious question. What's Pasha Pshat? I have this leg, I have this animal with a Hegdish Tegaleg, and you're an individual that pledged to bring a carbon oila. And I'm going to sell you this animal. But this animal is not going to fulfill your obligation, because you obligated to bring a whole animal. This isn't a whole animal that you're bringing. You're bringing a whole animal minus a leg. Because the leg isn't Kaddish because of you. The leg is Kaddish because of me. So the Gemara Masechta Tumura asks this question. And the Gemara Masechta Tumura says an interesting answer. The Gemara says, if indeed the wording of your pledge was that you're obligated to bring a carbon oila, this buying this animal won't help you. Because you promised a whole animal and you're not getting a whole animal. You're getting a whole animal minus a leg. We're speaking about a case, an individual who promised only to bring Harealai Oila B'chayeha. You only promised to bring such an animal that has in it what it takes to live. So that you didn't say you're going to bring a whole animal. You said you're going to bring an animal that has enough, that only has Avrim that can make it live. That this animal is such an animal and you can fulfill your obligation. So again, when you learn that Gemara, you ask the obvious question. If somebody wants to bring a carbon oila, he says, Harei alai oila. He doesn't say, Harei oila b'chayah, that I'm only bringing an oila of an animal, even the shamat luyba. Who expresses his obligation in those words? So I think Pshat in the Gemara is as follows. Absolutely. If somebody decides to bring a carbon oila, he's not going to say, Harei alai oila b'chayah. He's going to say, Harei alai oila. And this animal doesn't fulfill his obligation. We're speaking about a very unique situation. I got myself into this mess, where it was Magdish the animal, and you're my friend, and you've been thinking of bringing a carbon oiler all along. Now, you want to accomplish two things. You want to indeed bring a carbon oiler, and you want to be helpful to me. So now when you're going to express your obligation, instead of expressing your obligation in the traditional way of saying, Harei alai oiler, in order to help me out, you're going to say Areila Oila B'chayao. Like that, you'll bring your Kavan Oila and you'll help me out. Says the Gemara, this is all Divrei Meir. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Shimon Oimrim, they disagree. They say, Menayim Oimrim, Raglish is Oila. You just want Magdish only the Oila. That the Allah is Shekula Oila. Tamaloyma Kola Sheyitim Menu Lashem Yeh Kodesh L'Rabbis Kulei. That the entire animal becomes Kodesh. The concept of Pashta Kedusha Bekula. Says the Gemara, Vafilu L'man the Omer. Even according to a mayor who holds Ein Kula Oila, when I said Raglish Azu Oila, he doesn't subscribe to the concept of Pashta Bekula. Says the Gemara, Hani mili the agish davishen hashem tluyba. That's specifically because he was magdish a leg which isn't vital to the animal's existence. And all the rishonim remind us a gemara masechta chulin that when we speak about a leg, only part of the leg is considered davishen hashem tluyba. We learned that if you cut the leg lamala merkuva, the leg is a treifa. So when we speak about a leg, we mean lamatim yarkuva. Avol davishen hashem tluyba. Even a mayor will agree that if you're magdish davish and hashem etluyaba, kachakul. So now we have a gevaldik akasha. We explained that the brisa that we quoted at Amud Beis is talking about kedushas mizbeach. I was magdish the roish of a para for kedushas mizbeach, and therefore all the hegdish get is just the roish. We don't say nidim echvaydai. But ask the Gemara, there's another concept that ought to come into play. Pasht the kedusha bakula. And that the entire animal should therefore be kedush. Interesting verse from the Midrash David that says, even though we're learning that everybody agrees that by Avish and Hashem Atluyaba, Pashta Kedusha Bekula, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, we only say Pashta Kedusha Bekula, that's only by Karban Oila, not by Karban Chatas or Karban Hashem. It's not a problem. The Gemara is still difficult because we're speaking here about Karban Oila. But it says this rule is limited to Karban Oila, not to Karban Chatas for Hashem. Says the Gemara, Loi Kasha. Haba Kedusha Tzaguf, Haba Kedusha Tzadamim. When do we say Pashta Kedusha Bekula, says the Gemara? Strictly when I did a Kedusha Tzaguf. Here I didn't do Kedusha Tzaguf, I did Kedusha Tzadamim. There we don't say Pashta Kedusha Bekula. Ask the Gemara, asks Abayit Rava, is that true? Is that a reasonable distinction for Mahud Amr? Interesting, Taisvus here. Taisvus says that in our Thai Gemara we've been learning that Abaya and Rava are dialoguing here. Says Taisvus, it can't be Rava. Because Mar is a title of respect, the second Taisvus in Amit. Mar is a title of respect, and Abaya and Rava were colleagues. Colleagues didn't each call each other Mar. So it must be Rava, not Rava. So the Rishonim all asked on Taisvus that throughout Shas, we do find that people are who were contemporaries use the word Mar. So how could Taisus be so certain that Abaye calls Rava, Abaye wouldn't call Rava Mar? So I saw two Terutzim. The Chidah says that where do we find that contemporaries use the word Mar is when they didn't know each other. So since I didn't know the person I was addressing, so out of respect, he may be greater than me, I call him Mar. But Abaye and Rava knew each other very well, so Abaye would have never called Rava Mar. That's the Chidah's explanation. The Chavos Yar has a different way. You have to go through all of Shas to see if these Terutzim work. The Chavos Yar says that there's enough gemina if I'm speaking about my colleague to someone else. So even though he's my colleague, he's my contemporary, if I'm speaking about him to someone else, I'll use the word Mar. But when I'm speaking to him directly, I won't use the word Mar. Here we find the bias speaking. So he couldn't be speaking to Rav, he's speaking to Rava. But ask the Gemara, aren't you the man dominant said? Magda Zochla Dama. Even if you, and we had this Gemara many times, if you have a healthy male animal and you were Magdashit, but when you were Magdashit, you weren't Magdashit that you're going to bring the animal itself. You were Magdashit only Ladamav, that you want to give its value. Kaddish Kaddish Saguf. So we're back to where we started. What are you saying that the Bryce is talking about Kaddish Stamim? There is no such thing as Kaddish Stamim when we have a healthy animal. Answers the Gemara, Loi Kasha. Had the Agdish Kula, had the Agdish Chad Aver. Does it nafka mean if I was Magdish only one Aver, or I was Magdish the whole animal? And the way that we Rishonim explain the Gemara's question is beautiful. What is Rava saying? A Chiddush Nifla. I was Magdish an animal Kedushas Damim, But since this animal itself could be brought on the Mizbeach, it gets transformed into Kedushas HaGuf. Here, there are two things that are going to happen. I was Magdish only one Aver, Kedushas Tamim. So we have two transitions should happen. From one Aver, the whole animal should become Kaddish, because of Pashta Kedushas Bekula. And then from Kedushas Tamim, it should become Kedushas HaGuf. Even if you says Rava, even if I say that from Kedushas Tamim it becomes Kedushas HaGuf, I won't say two mitaychs. That from Kedushas Tamim becomes Kedushas HaGuf, and from one Aver becomes the whole animal. That's too much to say. Says the Gemara, is that true? Chad Aver Nami Bailon. Haven't you, in Masechta Temura, asked the question? The Bai Rava, Higdish Aver Ladamav, you only magdish one Aver with Kedushas Tamim, Mau. So you see that even if you're going to have to say two transitions, you thought that it may be legitimate. Says the Gemara, Ki Bailon, when do I have such a discussion about Batam by a healthy animal? There I'm questioning that perhaps indeed we could say two mitoichs. Hocha but an owl Gemara, Hocha an owl Gemara, we're talking about Mum. And what's the ride that we're talking about Mum? Because we're talking about a Chamor. Chamor is about Mum. Both is like, they both can't be put on the Mizbeach. So now, say to Mefarshim, our entire discussion that we had today, is that necessary? Because where do we say need the Mechvaydai? And where do we say Pashta Bekula? By a healthy animal. By Balmum, there's no Pashta Bekula, and therefore the Braisa could be understood. But ask the Gemara, Balmum Nami Bailon. You've asked the question, what is Dalach by Balmum? The Bai Rava asks, if somebody said the Mei Roshi Lagab Mizbeach, if he said I'm giving the value of my head to the Mizbeach, do we say Pashta Bekula or not? So, now every person is like a Balmum, because he can't put people on the Mizbeach. So we see that even by Balmum, Rava had this question. Answers the Gemara, Ki Bailon, when did Rava pose that question? The Kamada Ashmal Hamas Nisa, before he learned this Braisa. However, Hashta, the Shama Hamas Nisa, now that he's learned this Braisa, let me Bailon. To him it's Pashit, that if you make Kedushas Tamim a part of a Balmum, so you're starting off with a Balmum. Number two, you want to say two mitoichs, Kedushas Tamim should become Kedushas Guf. And the Kedushas Padash Bekula, that's too much to say. Ask the Gemara. Boy Rava, the May Rosh Lagamit Beif. So this question that we just spoke about, Mahu, Nidim Bechvaydai, or Ein Nidim Bechvaydai. The din that we've been learning in our Shir, that if it's Avish and Hashamat Luyba, you have to give the entire value. Will this apply here or not? The Gemara explains the question. On one hand, Lo Yashkam B'damim, Deinan Nidim Bechvaydai. As we started today's shir, whenever you have damim, there's a din of nidim bechvaydai. Adima, Allah Ashkan Gabim is back, the nidim bechvaydai. As I also said earlier in the shir, from, as we explained based on Chaim Meiser, the din of nidim bechvaydai was never said by Kedushas Mizbeach. And here I said the May Roshi to buy an animal to be put on the Mizbeach. So the Gemara Rava asks, will we apply the concept of nidim bechvaydai here or not? And the Gemara remains with a teiku. Another question the Rava poses. Erech Yalai, a person accepts upon himself his Erech, Legabim Mizbeach. But as I said when we started the Masechta, what normally happens with the Erech money? It's given to Bedek Mizbeach. Here I said I'm giving it, it's given to Bedek Abayis. Here I said I'm giving it to the Mizbeach. And we also learned, and we will continue learning as I said, there's a special din in Erechin of Hesig Yad, that if I can't afford to give what I can, so then I give, the coin evaluates as long as I can give a shekel. So now the question is, here I said Erki Eli, but it's not your typical Erki. It's going to the Mizbeach or instead of to the Bedek Abayis. So asks Rav, Nidim Behesig Yad or a Nidim Behesig Yad? Will the din of Hesig Yad apply or not? And what is Shaila? On one hand, why Ashka be Erkin the Nidim Behesig Yad? Erkin always has a halacha be Hesig Yad. A Dilma, when we speak about the Mizbeach, the Mifrik El Bishavi, you have to give what it's worth. Take it. And the Mefarshim have a wonderful way of explaining this Gemara's question. A Lamdish way of explaining the Gemara's question. As I said, the classical definition of Erechin is that the money goes to the Bedek Abayis. The Gemara's question is, if I create a new form of Erechin, that I say that the money should go to the Mizbeach instead of Vedek Abayis, is that still in the parish of Erechin, even though I've changed the destination? Or if you change the destination, it's no longer Erechin. Erechin is a very specific definition. Any deviation is no longer Erechin. But Rav Ashi, the halacha is as follows. And we're going to speak about this more later in our Masechta as well. The Torah HaKadosh says that if a Magdish is stay Achuza, we don't look at the value when it comes to be redeemed. For every area, for as much land that you could plant a Chayim Asayrim is a car, 30 saw, you have to pay 50 shekel kesef. There's really one more condition. And it's divided over 49 years to the Yovel. We look at how many years there is to the Yovel. So now ask the Gemara, when is that said? When I was Magdish to stay Chud for the Pedek Abayis. Here what I did was, I was Magdish to stay Chuzo Legab Mizbeach. Now, what will be the halacha? Mi amina lo yamashka chan stay Chuzo the Mifkel Bezerah Choy Misoyer B'chamishni Kasef. Whenever it's a stay Chuzo, this formula kicks in. I don't know, that's when I'm, maybe it's only when I'm going to give the money to Pedek Abayis. Here, lo yashka chan Legab Mizbeach, the Mifka El Beshavya. The Gemara remains with a taiku. Before we begin the next sugya, the beautiful Vav from the Emre Emes, he says, our Gemara is teaching us about Avish and Neshama Tluyiba. He says, that's the concept of all mitzvahs. The way HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at our mitzvahs, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at our learning, is it Neshama Tluyiba. How much Neshama do we put into our Hegdish? How much Neshama do we put into our mitzvahs, into our Torah? That's the guide. Says the Mishnah, as we said at the beginning of the Masechta, what is Erech? Every person, based on their age and on their gender, has a prescribed value. But there is no Erech for a child that's below a Chodesh. Says the Mishnah, Pachs men Chodesh, a child below a Chodesh, Nidr, could be the subject of a Nidr, Avaloi Nerech. There is no Erech for such an individual. Begins the Gemara, Tan Rabbanon, Hamarech pochus ben chaydish. If I say I'm giving the erech of a child that's less than a chaydish old, what is the din? Remei I'm a nice and domav. There is no erech, but I should give his value. The Chum Maimrim loyam aklum. The Chum say I don't have to give anything. But my kamefki, what is the basis of their dispute? Says the Gemara, Remei is sover ain adam moitzit varalatala. People don't waste their words. Yodea, he's aware. Shein erech and pochus ben chaydish. He's certainly aware that there is no erech for a child that young. The Gama Amal Hashem Domin. So all the Mepharshim asked two obvious questions. One is, the Gemara is assuming that everybody comes to the Shir, and that everybody knows that there's no Erech to somebody less than a month old. And what happens if you miss today's Shir, and you don't know that Halacha? That's one question. And the other question is that throughout Shas, when we look at Masecht and the Dara, Masecht the Nazir, one of the fundamental concepts is that we don't care what's in your heart. We care what's in your mouth. So he certainly meant it, but he didn't say it. So if he didn't say it, it doesn't count in Hilchos Nedarim. Here we say it doesn't make a difference. So there are many truths into this very difficult question. And the Mepharshim say, Chiddush. The way I always understood this Chiddush is just like when somebody stands under the Chuppah. So not every Chassam standing in the Chuppah is expert in all Hilchos Kedushin. But what does he say? Harei at mekadeshes li, kadash Moshe v'Yisrael. He's saying, I don't know everything. Kadash Moshe v'Yisrael, I'm letting the Rabbanim define this ceremony. The same is when somebody makes this nether. When somebody makes a nether, according to Rameyer, implicit in his words, is if the words don't make sense, Chazal should make sense out of them. And therefore, if I set an erech for less than a month old, so Chazal will fix them up and make it work, that it should be a domim, not an erech. Rabbanan sovereign, Rabbanan say, no, you look at what I said. And if I set an erech for less than a month old, there is not such a thing. Adam maitzit varal vatala. Ask the Gemara, Kaman ozla ha-domer v'gidla merav, ha-oy mekerech erech kli olai. If somebody pledges the erech of a keli, nois and domim. He has to give its value. Ask the Gemara, says the Gemara Krameya. Asked about Pshita to Kremeya, obviously Kremeya. According to Rabbanon, there is no Erech of Kalim. Answers the Gemara, Neither time I feel Rabbanan. Maybe in this case, even the Rabbanan will agree. Because in the case of our Gemara, Hashem the Hudatoi, it's a legitimate mistake. Sava, because a person maybe thinks, Kaech de Ike Erika Lebach Ben Chodesh, just like this Erik for a child a month old, Ike Nami Lebach Ben Chodesh. And I said I'm giving his Erik, but there is no such thing. Abel Hacha de Lekalimita. There's no room for mistake. Because Vade Odom Yedeya She'en Erich L'Keli. Everybody knows there's no Erich for Kalim. Erichin is limited to people. The Gomorom L'Shem Bamim. Even the Rabbanim will agree that he means to give the value of the Keli. Mashmon, the Rabbanim still don't agree. Ask the Mal, but according to Ramei, what's the Chiddush? Ramei has already said, Ein Odom Moitzit V'Alu V'Tala. Well, Ramei L'Mai Yitzchuch. Answers the Gemara. Madatei Metamad Rameya. When did Rameyah say his rule? Hossam, in the case of Al Gemara, the Gaza Pachsam ben Chodesh, Ot ben Chodesh. If a person who says he's going to give the value of less than ben Chodesh will think that will be let off free, even when he gives says a Chodesh, he'll think he gets off free. And the Mepharshim point out, even though it isn't the same, because ben Chodesh he has to give the prescribed amount of the Torah, and ben Chodesh he gives the value, but still, as long as he knows he has to pay, that keeps him in check. Aval Hocha de Lekala Migzer. In the case of the Keli, where there's no room for any mistake, Eimaloi, maybe Rameyah will not subscribe to this concept. Kamashmon, that's why the Gemara had to teach us. Tamad Rameyah, the Ein Adam Meitzit Dvar of Vatala, and therefore Veloishna Hocha, if he said I'm giving the Erech of a child below a month old, Veloishna Hocha, if he said I'm giving the Erech of a Keli. Continues the Gemara. Kaman Ozlahad Amar Rabbi by Yosef, Amarav, Vamalay Amar Rabba Bayeva by Yosef Amarav, Hamagdish Behemus Chaveri, if I magdish your Behema, Nosin the Mel. I have to give its value. Again, says the Gemara, Kaman Karameya, because I don't have the ability to be magdish your animal. So what must it mean? It must mean that I promise to give the value of this animal. So now ask the Gemara, Hamarav Chadam Zimna, hasn't Rav already told us, as we just finished learning, so we already learned this concept of Ein Adam Moisa Dvaru Vatala. Why must he keep on repeating it? Answers the Gemara. Ma'adu Tema, we would think perhaps only Hossam, who the Adeish Ein Erech L'Keli. Everybody knows that there is no Erech to a Keli. And when he said, I'm giving the Erech of a Keli, the Gomor V'om L'Shem Damim certainly meant L'Shem Damim. Ava Behema, a Behema, Bas Migdashi, it is possible, as we learned earlier in our shiur today, to be Magdash Behema. So maybe when he said, I'm being Magdash your animal, what I meant to say is, Ikalamema Dachikama. What I meant to say was as follows. E Amalolamara. If I say to the animal, to the owner of this animal, Mizman Lein Nehali, sell me this animal. And he indeed sells me the animal. What I meant to say is, so now this animal becomes mine, and I mean to say, Tidish Lamahashta, it should be ready to become Hegdish from now. Vakrava. But I didn't mean that if it's not mine, Avodamei Loikam, I never meant that if it doesn't become mine, I should be obligated to give its value. Mashmon, that according to a mayor, when I said I'm being Magdish, your animal, I meant to say I'm giving its value. However, comments Ravashi, Vuhuda Maralai, Aval Hamarei Zuloi. We know, we've learned many times, there are two ways how to be Magdish. You could say Harei Alai, or you could say Harei Zu. Harei Alai means it becomes a personal obligation. I have a chrayis. Harei Zu means I'm being Magdish a specific item, and if something happens to it, I have no longer any responsibility. Says Rav Ashi, Chiddush, that even though Ramei has been teaching us in our shir, that Ein Odom Moitzei Dvarav Levatolo, when do we say Ein Odom Moitzei Dvarav Levatolo? When I'm Magdish your animal. I only use the word Harei Alai. But if I said Harei Zu, it's a meaningless statement. How can I say Harei Zu on an animal that's completely not mine? Even Rameya, who holds Ein Adam Maitz Dvaral Vatala, will say I'm not responsible to pay anything. Why? So Mepharshim say a beautiful pshat. And it's in line with what we've been learning the whole year today. What is the basis of Rameya's opinion? The basis of Rameya's opinion is that the Chacham have a right sort of manipulate your words, to define your words. But even they only could go that far. So when you say Erech Ben Chodesh, they could say you meant Domim. When I could say I'm Magdish a lie, your animal, it can mean damim. Because to take an animal, which I don't own at all, and I said harezu, and make so much of a transformation that it means damim, even the chacham can't do. And therefore, Ramei will agree that I don't have to pay anything. Says the Mishnah. Ayv kachavim, when we speak about an akum, Ramei ayman nerach, Ramei says he could be the subject of an erach, avloy marach, he can't make an erach pledge. Rav Yehuda suggests the opposite. Marach, avloy nerach. He can make an erach vow, but he can't be the subject of an erach vow. The zev is a moida, but they both agree, shenoydrim v'nidrim. They can make a nether or can be the subject of a nether. A few interesting questions that I saw. One question that I saw is that we know Parshas Bereishis. One of the fundamental differences between us and the Akum is by us, we go by the day follows the night. By the Akum, the night, by us, the day, v'yarev v'yavoyker. By the Akum, it's just the opposite. The day, the night follows the day. We just finished learning a sugya that there's no erech for anybody less than a month old. Now, a Jew becomes 30 days old before a guy, because we become 30 days old at night. He has to wait for the morning. So now the question is, it was saying that a guy is subject to Hilchas Erechin, so how do we look at his birthday? Do we look at it as if he were a Jew? Do we look at it as a guy? Another interesting question. A Gemara we learned on that base of an Aleph. The Gemara that Beis of an Aleph, the Chidah, has a very nice tshuva on this. The Gemara that Beis of an Aleph discusses that by a Jew, there's a concept of mufla samach lish. That even though he's not bar mitzvah, he's only 12, the girl is 11, if she's intelligent, he's intelligent, then the dharma are valid. So now the question is, what is it? Is there a din of mufla samach lish by a goy? The Chidah wants to bring a raya that there isn't. Because the Gemara asked, the first Mishnah said, Hakol Noidrim, what does Hakol Noidrim come to teach us? So if the Dinah Mufla Samach Le'ish applies by Goyim, that should have been the Chiddush. The fact that the Gemara didn't say that Chiddush is a right that Dinah Mufla Samach Le'ish doesn't apply by Goyim. But then there's a very fundamental discussion in the Achroinim. If we make a nether, so we have an obligation, Moitzis Vasech HaTishbar, Bal Tachal, Bal Ta'achar, all sorts of dinim that we have to keep our vow. A guy, if he makes a nether, based on what does he have to keep it? So there is a Taisus, a Chiddush. Taisus says, because the Zaymitz Bnei Noach, don't include the Dara. So Taisus in Masechta Avodah Zarah, beginning of Masechta Avodah Zarah says, that even though we know there are only Zaymitz Bnei Noach, that's only by Loisa says. Mitzvah say there may be more. And maybe in the Dara are in the Mitzvah say group. Kvega says that's not a good teretz, because all of Nedarim is based on Baal Tachal. And Baal Tachal is not one of the Zaymits Bnei Noach. So Mishnah Melech says the Pshat in the Mishnah is not that they have an obligation like we have an obligation to keep on Nedarim. What the Mishnah means to say is that if they make a Neder and they give it to Hegdish, it has a din of Hegdish. But if they don't, they don't. What can I do? The Avni Malum, the Ktsois, has a very interesting way of explaining the Mishnah. He says, we have a rule throughout Shas, Amirasa l'gvoya k'misirasa l'hegit. That even though by hegit, if you and I do a business transaction, we know we have to have a kinyan, by hegdish no kinyan is required. So goyim are also subject to hilchus kinyanim. And the din of Amirasa l'gvoya k'misirasa l'hegit is by goyim as well, and that's why he's obligated to keep his pledge, because his pledge is considered a kinyan. I'm Russell Gvoik, Mr. Russell Hedget. Begins the Gemara, Tanar Abba Menei Yisroel Marichim, Vein Ovdik Chom Marichim. Yochel, continues the Bryce, Lo Yei Narochim, they should not be the subject either, Tamalai Me'ish, Divir Remeya, Omer Remeya, V'chi Ma'aka, Shemikra Achen Marba, one Pasuk seems to include, Omekra Acha Memat, and one Pasuk seems to exclude, V'mnei Ma'ani Oimer, Nerach, V'loi Marach, why do I say that goyim are the subject of an erech, but can't make an erech? Says Rameyim, Neshiribah kosev narechem, yosem narechem. We find more people are in the category of being the subject of an erech than making an erech. Why? For says Rameyim, Shereicher shayt v'katan, we learned in the first Mishnah, Nerech could be the subject of an erech, avloi marechem. So if I have to pick, I pick I pick, if a guy is going to be included, it makes more sense to put him in the parish of Nerochim, not Marichim. Rabbi Hudaimer, B'nai Yisrael Nerochim, B'nai Avdik Chav Nerochim. Yachol Oye Marichim, Goyim shouldn't be able to make an Erech, Tamalai Me'ish. So again, Rabbi Huda makes the same observation. Om Rabbi Huda, V'chim Ya'akash Mikra Echem Marba, Mikra Echem Amad, one pasuk includes, one pasuk excludes. B'nai Ma'ani Oye Avdik Chav Marich, why is it my opinion that Goyim can make an Erech, V'loy Nerech, but can't be the subject of an Erech? Says Rabbi Yehuda, there are more people that can make an erech than be a subject of an erech. So there's an obvious question. Chereshayt v'katan are three. Tumtum and androgynous are two. So how does Rabbi Yehuda speak to Rameya? So Mepharshim explained that that is the heart of the machloikis between Rameya and Rabbi Yehuda. Rameya looks at chereshayt v'katan as three different individuals. So that's why you have more people that are Nerochim than are Marichim. Rabbi Huda, on the other hand, looks at Tumtum and Androgynous as two separate individuals, but Chereshayt V'Katan are really three examples of one point. They're not Leidea. And that's why they're more Nerochim, they're more Marichim than Nerochim. The question that the Mepharshim ask is, we're going to learn, we mentioned already, what about a Geisis and a Yotzel Harig, that the Halacha is that they're Marichim, not Nerochim. They say you can't bring a raya from Geisus or Yotzel Harig for two reasons. Because they weren't always Geisusim. They only became Geisusim when they got sick. One teretz. Another teretz, that's a special Gzeiris HaKosef. We can't learn from them to anyone else. Comments to Gemara. Amarova. Hilchas the Ramei Mestabra. Ramei is Psak is what I like. Tamaloi Mestabra, but I can't agree to his reasoning. On the other hand, Tamad Rabbi Yehuda Mestabra, I like Rabbi Yehuda's reasoning. Hilchas Alei Mestabra. And he explains. Hilchas the Ramei Mestabra, Rameya, whose opinion is that a goy is nerach v'loy marach, because the pasuk says loy lachem v'lonu livnas is beis lachem. Goyim, we don't want goyim to participate in the beis hamikdash, and that will be tomorrow's shir, what we can or can't take from Akum for tzedakah. Tamla Mestabra, but I don't like his reasoning. The kamais l'mecher shoyt v'katan. And says the Gemara, you can't bring a raya from a cheres shayt v'katan to an akum, because shani cheres shayt v'katan to lebnei deyinu. On the other hand, he comments, tamad Rabbi Yehuda Mestabra, the kamais l'metam to v'androgynous, the afgad b'nei deyinu, a tum to v'androgynous, are certainly b'nei deya, still, metin rachmana, that they can't be the subject, hilchas l'mestabra, but I don't agree with his halacha, that he holds that a goyim can make an erech, because we just quoted the pasuk, Lo yelechem v'lanu livnas beis elokeinu. Ask the Gemara indeed, Rabbi Yehuda, Hai lo yelechem v'lanu my avodle, what was he do with that pasuk? Answers the Gemara, Amar v'chizda, Amar v'imi, v'erken niznas. You take the erich, but you shouldn't use it. Bury it. Ask the Gemara, if you're not going to use it, El me'ata lo yimilaba, it shouldn't be subject to hilchas me'ila. The Tanan, as the Mishnah says, Chomish chatas hameisis. We know there are five chatas that the aloch, may aloch mash mesina is that they're left to die. Or mayas hahochus liyam melech. Money that many times we learn should just be discarded. The aloch is alma loy lenin. You shouldn't have enough in the bevloy meila. There is no hilchus meila. So if this money of the akum is also according to you nignas, alamatan you got the kachar of the kachavim, that it's not Mila, answers the Gemara, B'medvam Amurim, when was that said, B'kachim is Bayach, Avakachim is Bayis, Mayalimba. There is Mila. Ela Marava, Mishim Rifin Yadayimhu. What's the reason that we don't, the money goes to Bedek Abayis. So if the money goes to Bedek Abayis, why didn't they take that money? For a different reason. The Ksiv, he Am Oretz, they didn't let them build the Beis Hamikdash, because of that they didn't take the money. But normally, we do take the money. It was a good boy, I said it today.